Give us a croissant and some fromage.
Je ne sais pas tous les vous,
Or I
qu'est-ce que
will
c'est
kick you in the
pourquoi?
testicules.
Les
Testicules.
Dans des coulées.
Donde.
Donde monde. Donde.
Donde monde. Oh, 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 oh.
I think she's high, man.
Who?
Who?
Sherry?
Yes.
Oh, people in a world filled with pod shows, you have found the Boomaxers. We are the pod show all about the jibber jabber.
Hey, dibber dabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends too young to be baby boomers, but too old to be Gen Xers. We get together on Thursdays and broadcast live on podbean.com.
Something happens at
6:30.
But I wouldn't call it a show.
My name is Dave, and I'm in Pennsylvania, sitting on my throne. And I've got these three people with me. You know them. They're my friends.
Hello.
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 First, we will go to Michigan and say hello to Sherry. Hello.
Hello, and happy birthday month to half of the podcast.
Yes. Correct. Two people are getting older this month. Very soon.
Ooh,
now
we, all are.
We go to North Carolina and we say hello to Cindy.
Howdy.
And then finally we're going back up to Michigan, right down the street from Sherry, if it's still there, Mr. Jimmy Artie. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so this is the one time he doesn't keep going, and I have to tell him to shut up. So anyway, we will turn it over to Sherry so she can tell us who we are probably not sponsored by.
Tonight, we are definitely not sponsored by our friend, old soothsayer Jimmy, because he mentions stuff and then boom, I mean, boom, shit blows up. Not sponsored by soothsayer Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Now,
he talks about whippets and then whippets fucking blow up.
Is that?
I know.
Is that what it was that blew up?
Well, fucking shit ton.
A shit ton of whippets blew up down the street from Jimmy's house this past week.
And it sent them 2 miles into the atmosphere.
Into the atmosphere? Taking down airplanes and shit. It threw fucking chunks of metal. Fucking a mile away.
Yes.
It was a huge...
2 miles away.
Huge motherfucking fucking explosion of what? What was it?
They just said there's can... I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in there. They don't know. I mean, this place is totally gone. I mean, it's just a pile of rubble. The whole building's gone. But they did say that there was canisters of nitrous and that whole bunch of little tiny vape things and whippets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But these things, they were the size of a big can of spray paint.
Okay.
And they were filled with nitrous and butane.
And no. Butane? Why would they be filled with butane?
I don't know, man. That's what they, that's what burns, they're burning nitrous? I don't understand.
So what is this, a factory that...
There's a lot of weird reporting here. Like they said,
capsules of gas? Well, it sounds like a lot of different gases or...
Well, this was a head shop.
I was going to say, sounds like a party store to me.
And next door was a big, huge warehouse where they stored, like, you name it. It was a distributorship. Or, you know, they had bays full of lithium ion batteries, you know, and butane. Well, the butane, and there was something else that they were, the fire marshal said they were not supposed to have there. And it wasn't there when he had inspected it like 6 months ago.
Hmm.
So did anybody, was anybody injured or?
Yeah. There were,
that for hours enough?
So it sounds like the fire started in the head shop. And it sounds like nitrous oxide flammable?
For sure.
I would think so. Yeah.
Well, it started in the head shop and spread to the warehouse. And there were four people in the head shop and one person in the warehouse. They all got out.
Okay.
So I think it was burning. It was like a slow starting type of deal. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So to answer Cindy's question, yes, unfortunately, some 19-year-old kid died who was a quarter mile away and just, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think he just came outside his house to see, like, what the hell's going on up the street. And this stuff was so powerful that basically a piece of shrapnel freaking traveled a mile and killed him.
Well, him and a whole crowd of people.
Bam.
Shit.
So.
Of the locals.
But they said that it keeps changing because nobody wants to say exactly. So Jimmy's reporting all this information that's out there, and including they said the distributorship potentially had all that stuff like that would go to dollar stores. So probably cheaply made everything, right?
They had electronics, like probably, I don't know what the kids use these days. A whole lot of that.
But Jimmy just brings this up out of the blue last week. Just, hey, what's up with all these little things? I'm seeing them on the streets. Well, now you're going to see a lot of them on the streets, unfortunately.
Right. They had this thing called the gas mask that looked very interesting.
Who did?
But it's all up in smoke now. And that
this warehouse place had that?
Yeah. Because this warehouse was like a head shop and distributor.
So, Jimmy.
So, they, yeah.
Did you feel the explosion at your house?
Yeah.
Like almost like an earthquake.
Not that bad. It's kind of like when a bad thunderstorm and it booms and the air hits your house. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yep.
It was like that, but I wasn't facing where it was, the direction that it was coming from. So I thought it might have been thunderstorms. And so I go out onto my deck and I'm looking, and right across the street at the preschool, there's a cop car and a wrecker. And all of a sudden, like five more cop cars show up. You could hear the sirens coming from a long way. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on, man? And then I heard at the beginning, it was just some, like it was a large caliber gun going off. But, you know, and then that coalesced into just this like rolling thunder kind of sound that just didn't stop for about an hour.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was going for a long time. But it was burning up all of the shit in there. And I guess even a day later or so, that stuff was still blowing up. So anyways, I saw those cops out on the street. And all of this stuff started happening. And those cops were, they didn't do anything. They were just there. And I was thinking, like, man, that sounded like gunshots or something. But they were just hanging out.
They probably knew what it was, right?
I don't think so. I went in and I went on the internet on blog. I just put in explosion, or no, I just put in local news, and it came up like 4 minutes after the explosion happened. They had it on the news.
Jesus.
Click four.
Well, that's good to know that you can, you know, find out exactly what's going on at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And you can sit and wonder, like, should you take cover or whatever?
Well, all the old ladies were coming out.
And going to the hot tub?
No, they were giving their theories about the situation and all that.
They were you? You went out there and were talking to the old ladies?
No, they were all down in the parking lot talking. You could hear them.
You could just hear them.
You know, they'd speak loud.
Right.
Yeah, because none of them have hearing aids, but they can't hear.
Right.
Right. They don't want them things.
Who does?
I'm going to use one of those cone kind of thing. What were those? That you put
megaphone,
in your
reverse megaphone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go, hey, Sonny, what? That's what I'm going
to
have.
What you got to say?
Fuck that. I'll put a little hat. I'll have one on each ear, and it'll go over like these headphones. But instead of headphones, it'll go out and be like that. It'll be good. It'll be a good look,
I guess.
So, Jimmy, don't talk about shit, because then bad shit happens, apparently.
Right.
Wait. It's Jimmy's fault.
What?
What's a whippet?
Really?
Seems Jeez. Like it. It was right. So bizarre.
Yeah. it was like a whippet warehouse, man.
whippet warehouse.
I can't believe that stuff is legal. But, no, probably don't surprise me.
Oh, it's legal.
What was that shit that it was like an amber liquid and you just had to smell it and it freaking instantly gave you a head rush that you had to like sit down?
Goo gone?
Airplane glue?
Lysol?
They sold it at the head shop. It was like instant high or something.
Hmm.
But I like it's like, no, that's fucking chemicals, man. It'll fuck you up.
Dave, fuck. Why is it called a head shop? Seriously.
Well, because the heads go there. You know? I don't know. I mean, what do I know? How do I know?
Like potheads. Potheads.
Yeah, potheads, whatever. Yeah. Heads.
Those heads.
Fucking pipe heads.
I mean, when I first heard it, I just assumed it was like a blowjob shop.
That's
not funny. You're making fun of me.
I went.
No, that's in Canada.
Well, but I mean, they're like, hey, he's going to the head shop. I'm like, all right. Is that a new word for the titty bar?
Right.
And then all of a sudden people were going to get this kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, why is it a head shop?
It's a head shop.
Well, that's true. I mean, how many other heads are there than pothead?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody calls it that, and everybody knows what it is.
Right. I knew that. I knew the whole head family. I went to school
head.
With Richard,
the whole fucking
Donald, Who's else? Richard changed his name to Ricky.
Because that's so much better, Ricky Head.
Yeah.
Jimmy yeah. Head.
Right. It was really fun to go to the flea market and say that we've lost Richard Head or Dick Head.
Back in the day when they used to make public announcements.
Yeah, that was like our
bad. You went to customer service and said, "Can you page my friend?"
Dick Head.
We separated.
Yep. Yep. That was our prank for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking head shops were always head shops because they were always just on the side of being kind of illegal drug shops.
Okay, but again, why head?
Well, always associated with pot, marijuana. So potheads.
I think you're just all making shit up.
Well, it says here, a head shop is an establishment that sells cannabis lifestyle accessories, but not cannabis itself. The head shop right. gets its name from the phrase, get your head right.
Right.
Oh.
It's a shop.
So where did that head. Phrase come from?
And that.
So that head shop was just selling CBD products and...
In the early days, it was just pipes and shit. Remember, we used to just go there and get our oneies and shit.
Right. Right, they had pipes too, because I went to the website right away, and it came up with their catalog, and I looked through it, and something happened, and when I wanted to go back to it, it was shut down. It had too many. They said too many hits.
Too many hits, man. Fucking Jimmy broke the fucking website.
That was crazy, man. But, yeah. Who would have thunk it? You know, it's like that stuff puts you in such a good mood and you nonviolent and just, you know, let things happen as they may. Everything is cool.
Jimmy is the poster boy. And then the old he's the pothead poster blows boy. Up.
So the public announcements where you can do the silly stuff, like you were saying, Cindy, and there's not really announcements anymore, but the one place that they still kind of do it sometimes is Dave's Arena, which is golf courses. They sometimes say the whatever foursome is on the tee. And my brother was golfing in Hawaii one time and he just paired up as the fourth and a foursome. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but it's like, the 10 o'clock tee time, Dick Head Balls and Goslin group. So, but whatever it was, they supposedly were really these guys' three last names that when put together sounded, weird
and nasty, then,
nasty. And then blah, blah, and Goslin.
Right. Lick my balls, Goslin. That's what it was.
I think that's what it was.
Is the lick my balls, Goslin foursome here? Please. You're up next on the tee box.
There's some cultural names that are pretty out there, man. Like, would you like to be called Arshdeep?
Well, if my dad was Arshdeep Senior, maybe. It all depends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It depends.
Sherry?
Speaking of golf, it seems like you had like an unprecedented, you know how much I hate that phrase, unprecedented March 3rd at your golf course.
We did.
Was it untenable, the number?
It was very tenable. We enjoyed ourselves very much. But yes, we did. We had 222 golfers go around the golf course.
Two.
That's like a summer day. That's like
on 3-3.
That's like a, that's just a great, it's just crazy how much golfers really want to get out and golf.
So what is, do you have any metrics? Like what is a typical, like a June Sunday? How well, many people make it?
We're going to hopefully be hitting the 275 on a regular basis, 250 we're hoping. So 220 is right up there. But wow. One difference is that it's cheap right now.
It's no carts?
It's, no, they can take carts, but it's cheap right now, very cheap. So people
like, what do, when you say cheap, is like what percentage off regular season is it?
At least 50.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Just well, because so, it's winter and it's irregular?
Yep. And like, we're not... We don't have a grounds crew out there doing repairs and stuff like that. They're just doing minor repairs because we only have a handful of guys. So it's
yeah. Winter rules.
Still, when, yeah, winter. You know, they all they tee off up at the or at the not at the ladies, but in between the regulars and the ladies, they're always teeing off there because they want to stay off the real tee boxes. So
it's 50% off golf rates, but are the beers the same price?
100%? Oh, yeah. Beers are the same. Everything else is the same. Hot dogs, cheeseburgers.
I just, late breaking news from Gary Joe. The threesome he got paired up with was Ball, Dix, and Cox.
No way.
Ball,
I mean, you
Dick,
can't write
Cox.
Shit better than that.
You could yeah. not.
I'm like, I'm texting him right now because I gotta know because I can never remember it because it just seems unreal. But it's like, 10 o'clock tea time. Ball, Dix, Cox, and Goslin.
I knew a Dix.
I would ask the guy to repeat it and record that shit.
Can you say that again?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, what was that? What was the second one in there? What was that?
Dix,
Cox,
you know, but COX,
sure,
right, and DIX,
sure.
Oh, I got my, wait. I got my face slapped over that.
Sherry, didn't we know a Dix?
Yes, we knew Rosie Dix,
right?
Rosie Dix,
and her husband was John.
John Dix.
John Dix. Silly. Huh. Speaking of words,
I want to hear. Wait. I want to hear why Jimmy got his face slapped.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Because I suggested to a girl in school that sat in front of me that I wanted to talk to that her last name was spelled COCKS.
Okay, what did you suggest to her, Jimmy?
Right.
That it was spelled that way.
Well, what way was it spelled?
COX.
So a girl that you were attracted to and you were kind of like hitting on, you said to her, you said, hey, baby, your last name is spelled COCKS.
Yeah.
And how hard did she slap you?
Enough to leave a mark.
Good. Oh. You deserve it.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. That's just a dumb thing to say.
She should have left a mark on your COCK.
Right. Right.
With her FOOT.
She should have kicked you in the balls.
Yeah.
She should have gone right to your head shop.
It was traumatic.
What did you learn from that, young
How old
Jimmy?
Are you, like seven?
No, I was 14.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that was back when Dave was snapping bras, so, I mean,
It was last week. What you mean?
62.
62.
So
that's how old you were when you did this.
She should have kicked you in the balls, and if she was French, it would have sounded like this.
M'a donné un coup de pied dans les couilles.
There you go.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Kicked me in the balls.
Wow, you just had that ready to go.
Jimmy texted it to us, so I had to look it up.
Right.
That's too many words.
Oh, it is. It's way too many
syllables.
Way too many words.
Well,
let's loop back around before Jimmy jumps in. Speaking of words, Cindy, I think you might have a keyword for us.
Yes.
Yes, indeedy doodah.
All right. Give me wait, don't you start anything yet?
Don't you start that, little missy.
2 men down, what do you do? I got a game that's just for you. Check the news, find the story. Keyword. Keyword is the name of the game. Keyword. 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 Keyword is the name of the game.
That seems loud again, doesn't it?
All right. You know, sometimes I just come up with a keyword to hear that intro.
Nice.
So... the keyword is actually 4 words, and here they go. Olympiads in the swamp.
Ooh, Olympiads.
Olympiads in the swamp. Jimmy, you should go first. What is that story about?
Probably where, I don't know how Paris thinks that they can have an Olympics. Because you need a lot of space for that. And they don't have any. So they got to put their thing in a swamp.
The Paris Olympics are in the
swamp.
That is
incorrect.
Incorrect.
Good try, Jimmy.
Wait. That's one incorrect.
Wait.
What? Sherry, it's your turn.
So I think it's a Florida story, because isn't the University of Florida stadium called the Swamp?
The Swamp.
So, but Olympiads, I'm struggling with this one. Olympiads in the Swamp. So I think Bruce Jenner is moving. He can't stand California because it's too liberal for him, because he's a big Trump cocksucker. And he has moved to Florida. So he's an Olympiad in the swamp.
Hmm.
That was a bad stretch.
I didn't know that stuff about Bruce/ Caitlin, but no, that's incorrect.
I am buzzing that, even if it was correct. That's all I'm saying.
That might have been my worst answer ever.
Well, no, it was a pretty good one, actually, but incorrect. Dave?
I can't think of anything at all. At all. There's...
honesty!
There is a, I was going to say that the University of Florida was vying to host the Olympic Games in 2036, is what I was going to say.
You're getting a little bit closer, but still incorrect.
Yeah, you're free riding off of my fucking thing.
Oh, you
bastard.
Got a little dinger. No, it's a lot sleazier than that.
All right.
So 2-2-2+2 on February 24th of this year. The first ever Florida Man Games were held in St. Augustine, Florida.
Nice.
Have you guys heard of it?
No, that's awesome.
So it's very rednecky, and a lot of people like poo-pooed it, and it's just stupid fun. And I'm going to read this. Teams of Florida men competed in challenges like weaponized pool noodle mud dueling, evading arrest obstacle course, and a Category 5 hurricane winds cash grab. And then they also had beer belly Florida sumo wrestling, and attendees could participate in a mullet contest.
Okay. I want to see this fucking Olympics on the TV.
I bet you there's a bunch of shit on YouTube that you can Google it.
I am
going to
have
up.
To check it out. I am very interested. What was the name of this again?
The Florida Man Games.
The
Come on,
Florida
baby.
Man Games. It sounds better than
Jimmy,
the X Games.
What?
Jimmy, you moved out.
Me and
before it happened. Me you could have you, gotten yourself a mullet.
Me and you went to the Florida Games, and it was called the Daytona Bike Rally or whatever. All them freaky people.
Freaky people riding bikes.
Came to Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Speaking of Dan the Man, I met Dan the Man in Daytona. He and his family or whoever rides motorcycles trailered some down, so I went down and hung out with him for the Daytona, what's it called? I don't even know.
Bike
yeah, the motorcycle
week.
Thing.
Yeah.
Bike Fest. Bike Week. Bike, yeah.
With
and it was with what?
With bald dicks and cocks.
Exactly.
Just wondering, just checking.
Actually, there was a lot of ass hanging out of chaps without panting, you know what I mean? And a lot of the Florida hoes were out and other hoes that came from other places that wanted to ride on the back of bikes, wanted to ride bitch. And
the hoochie coochie girl.
Drink theater and people watched. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, there's some haters out there poo-pooing the Florida Man game. Whatever. I don't know if I would go, but it's out there now. The first ever, and that means there's gonna be more.
Nice. We gotta love it. You know
I wouldn't
what?
Go, but I'd watch it Bunch on up. ESPN 8.
If Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg
right
were hosting.
Right after the fucking cornhole match.
Yep.
Cornhole.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And axe throwing.
It's perfect.
They actually had a championship pillow fight on ESPN.
Like That is very interesting, Jimmy. But right now, you have to be quiet.
Why?
Because I think...
Quit bullshit and play the game!
Because you have to read.
Oh, yes.
All right. Jimmy.
I gotta clean glasses. Whoa, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Clean your glasses. Clear your throat.
Gargle, whatever it's called.
Practice your dictation.
There's a few syllables that
your dictation. Wait, what?
Ball
at your dictation.
My diction. Wait.
Yeah, that thing. All right, Dave, you got the songs ready to play.
Ready to play?
So
not
I
necessarily.
Feel like. Well, you know what I mean.
Yep.
You got them,
sure.
So you're not fumbling.
I sure do.
Anyway, this week's songs, I don't think they're as easy as last week's, but number one is very doable, number two is medium, and number three, I'm not sure. But there's definitely clues, and you will not get penalized for using them.
Good.
Well,
so, Jimmy, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm putting my penalizer back.
Okay.
Penalizer.
Let us see. Are you kids ready?
Yep.
Never. I'm never ready.
Here we go. One. Everywhere there's freaks and Harry's dykes and fairies. That's with the F.
Oh, yeah, Tell me, we know this one. We know this one, right?
Where is sanity?
The Dykes and Ferris. One a minute.
He said another line and you jumped right on his fucking right. cock.
Start it over, Jimmy.
You won't get no more.
Come on, start it over. I'm sorry.
Everywhere is fixing Harry's. Dykes and fairies. Tell me, where is sanity? That is all.
Dave, yes. tell me where is sanity?
Yeah.
That's our line.
Where are the dykes and fairies? This is like a psychedelic type of song.
Dance music.
Damn it, Jimmy. Fuck.
You can read the green.
Tax the rich, feed the poor.
Oh,
till there are no rich no more.
This is, feed the rich.
You'll know life is a bitch. Is that? Eat the rich.
Rich no more.
Dave's on the right track with psychedelia.
I want to change the world, but I don't know.
That's the name of the song.
Isn't this Pink Floyd?
So I leave it up to you. Fuck.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I know that song. Oh, I love this
song. They got the title.
It's some dumbass fucking.
It's not some dumbass fucking. It's
Do they have another song? They don't even have.
Yes. They have another. They have other songs.
I love. Man, you're taking a lot of time. World. Yeah, all
right. That's right. He is taking a lot of time.
We'll give up. So so me and Jimmy split it.
Everywhere is Dykes and Harris. Dykes and Ferris. Tell me where is sanity?
Bom, 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 bom. So who is it?
Ten years after. So I am back in your camp, Dave. It wasn't somebody that had a lot of hits.
Fucking one hit wonder, motherfucker.
I was thinking it was somebody else. Okay.
No. Jesus. He played at Woodstock.
All right. Who's he?
Oh, good. Thanks, Jimmy. Maybe that's the theme.
Who's he?
All right. Dave gets 50%.
Old Alvin Lee.
Jimmy gets 50%.
50-50. Yeah.
All right, let's go number two.
Here we go.
We passed upon the stair. We spoke of wars and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise.
It's not crickets. It's I know this.
I don't.
There's green and purple on this one.
Shouldn't need it.
Oh, I need it, baby. I need it, baby.
Okay, Jimmy, can you do that plus green?
We passed upon a stair. We spoke of was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend. Which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone.
Oh,
a long, long time ago.
I'm kind of got crickets. I don't really know.
Oh,
Sherry's right there. You could read the purple.
Fuck.
Uh-oh, purple.
Oh, no. Not me. I never lost control.
Oh.
You're face to face with.
Then that next line is the name of the song. Oh, no, not me. I never lost control. You're face to face with the. Oh, fine.
Come on, girlfriend.
Oh, you're no, right there. I never lost control. Fuck you, Jimmy. Fuck.
I'm the wiener.
No, I'm not going to get there.
You're not? Are you giving up?
No, no, Dave.
Oh, I gave up long ago.
You have to get this. This is in your wheelhouse.
Hmm.
I would say Sherry. You might have had the album. Jimmy, just read the green and the purple.
I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died along. God damn it. Excuse me. I spoke to his eyes.
I
thought you died alone a long, long time ago.
This is one of two people, and I don't know which one. This is either David Bowie or Nirvana with The Man Who Sold the World.
100%.
You son of a bitch.
We passed up on the stairs.
Oh.
Or neither.
Oh, that's Bowie.
Although I wasn't there.
Wow.
He said I was his friend. Oh, no, not me. I never lost control. Your face to face with the man who's all.
I think Nirvana's version is better.
I like Nirvana's version better as well.
I know it better.
Yeah. But it was the original Bowie, so I had to, you know.
You had to get
it. I know you love Bowie. Sherry, did you have this album?
I did.
Mm. All right. You got 50%, 50%, 100%. So number three, like I said, I think it's on a difficult scale, but what do I know?
What do you know?
What do I know? I don't know.
You know your shit.
Jimmy, you ready?
Here we go.
I'm wearing my fur pajamas. I ride a hot potato. It's tickling my fancy. Speak up.
I can't hear you.
What?
She's tickling her fancy. Speak up. I can't hear you. Tickling her fancy. Come on.
Well, I think you kind of like muffled the first couple of sentences. So maybe start again with the black. Just the black.
I'm wearing my fur pajamas. I ride a hot potato. It's tickling my fancy. Speak up. I can't hear you.
Speak up. I can't hear you. Dave.
Look, I ride a hot potato. It's a hot potato.
You know this song. This is where I'm counting on you. It's tickling her.
There's definitely green and purple.
I can't hear you. I'm already pre-mad. Okay.
Green.
Peace of mind? It's a piece of cake. Thought control? You get on the board anytime you like.
I'm not getting it at all. I'm just not getting it.
That might have taken you a little further away.
Oh, shit.
I'm tickling and fancy. Speak up. I can't.
Sherry's going to get it. She gonna get it.
I don't speak up. I can't hear you. Let's take a little fancy. Speak up. I can't. Yeah.
All right. Read the purple. Just the purple.
Here we go.
like sitting on pins and needles. Things fall apart. It's scientific. Sleeping on the interstate. Oh, oh, oh.
I think Sherry was smoking pot before the
Something
show.
Something was going on because neither of us have the brain.
She went to a head shop.
I went to a head shop. Speak up. I can't hear you. Yeah, I'm not going to get it. And
And we're going to kick ourselves in the balls.
Jimmy, Jimmy.
F you. Sherry, you should have gotten it.
I know, right? Great video too.
Jesus.
They could have used me.
They could have used you.
Oh, I would have made him much more famous. Who were they?
Talking Heads, Wild Wild Life.
I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was.
It's Tickling Hop and Say.
Speak up.
I can't hear you.
They were at the head shop.
Here on the mountaintop. Fuck.
The talking.
All right, well,
heads.
If you come up with a creative connecting
theme,
you might get some points extra credit.
Well, Dave doesn't even remember what they were.
I absolutely don't.
What was the first one? You got it.
First, I didn't really get it. I don't know.
I'd love to change the world,
but I don't know what to
fairies.
Do. Okay.
Freaks.
10 years later. And what was the second song? What was that?
David Bowie, The Man Who Stole.
Man Who Stole the World. And then.
Stole.
Stole.
I thought it was sold.
Stole the world.
In his Taurus.
On the roof.
On the rock.
With some peanuts.
With some peanuts.
And what was the third song?
We just heard it.
What?
Talking Heads, Wild, Wild, Wild.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. I can't think of anything.
Third one.
They're not together at all. These are three songs that have nothing in common.
The three thongs.
Three? Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm done. That's it. I'm going to mute myself right now.
I know. I've the three thongs, and I'm not going to listen anymore.
Seriously.
Seriously. David.
How dare you?
I smoked pot.
I sincerely apologize.
No, Jimmy should start off. He won,
yeah,
and then he
fucking Jimmy.
The first person up to say, what's the combining theme, Jimmy?
What?
What is the combining theme of these three songs? And I'm going to fucking coulé you in the blue blah blahs if you make us repeat the songs.
No, it's all about crazy people.
Crazy people.
Yeah, everywhere is freaks, and I never lost. Oh no, not me! I never lost control. And then the third one is thought control. You get on board anytime you like.
Fucking A, Jimmy, you got it.
It's all about control, when motherfuckers.
It's about crazy motherfuckers.
Fucking Jimmy! Woohoo! My man, Jimmy!
Wow, I was not getting there.
It's freaky. Gotta cut through the...
All right. Well, here you go, Jimmy.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Jimmy Reeds.
There's one of the lines in the Wild Wild Life that goes, "Here comes the doctor in charge." But 10 years after, I had to look up to see where that name came from. Do you guys know anything about that?
No.
The dudes, there's two main dudes, and I don't know their names anymore. One of them was Jay something. But
Alvin Lee.
They're from across the pond. And they had many different names from the 60s until 1966. They changed their name to 10 years after because one of the dudes was a huge fan of Elvis Presley. And Elvis's biggest year, whatever, was 1956. So when they changed the name to 10 years after, it was 1966. So maybe that's why they're only a one-hit wonder.
Wow.
Maybe they changed their name again. I don't know.
Fucking 10 years after.
No, at Woodstock, when they were playing Going Home, I'm going home. I go home.
That's not like Baby Shark.
Yeah.
What?
I go home. I go home.
A long, long. Alvin Lee had a long guitar solo, and he vomited right in the middle of it and kept playing.
Just kept on playing, man.
Otherwise, and he was through after. Him and Joe Cocker.
Him and Joe Cocker.
I think he passed out.
So cold is after. That like, is that urban legend, or how do you know about this vomiting solo?
Oh, Jimmy knows.
Well, I watched the movie about 25 times.
Listen.
No, when, more than
okay.
When
it
you
was at the place I was working at.
When you say 10 years after and Jimmy says Alvin Lee, I'm like, who? What? Fucking Alvin Lee and his brother Rick Lee was on drums?
They were famous, man.
Famous motherfuckers in Jimmy's time.
In England. And the whole problem with Woodstock was...
the whole problem.
So mismanaged and stuff. The artists had so hard of a time getting to the venue that it threw all of that out of whack. And some performers had like 8 hours until they went on stage.
Fucking
and
dumb
so
asses.
They got fucking stoned, man.
Fucking, they were whacked out of their head.
They fucking whacked.
So 10 years also, 10 years after, also had a guy named Joe Gooch.
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 Yeah, man.
Fucking Gooch. All right, there you go.
Jimmy knows. Did Duke have the hooch?
Don't question Jimmy. Jimmy fucking knows.
Jimmy knows.
Sometimes.
That kind of shit, Jimmy knows.
Right.
Te donner un coup de pied dans les couilles.
He knows that shit, too.
And I also saw that Frank Zappa 100,000 hotels like 50 times.
Frank Zappa has 100,000 hotels?
Yeah. Right. That was back in the day. Right? It was the stupidest movie. What, you have to be on fucking drugs to see it.
Which ones?
It's probably better on hallucinogenics.
Okay. That's the last thing I want to see if I'm tripping.
Sure, exactly.
It's freaky.
Jimmy, no, yeah. Cindy talked about getting songs stuck in her head, and this week I had a song fucking stuck in my head, and I was driving with a woodworker, and sometimes a song comes on you haven't heard for a long time, and I'm always like, turn that fucking shit up. And I'm like a fucking idiot that's making goddamn waves with my hand and doing stupid fucking shit. And it was Rush's New World Man. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, God. And it was like from one of their albums that a lot of people didn't like because they got a lot more synthesizer. And I just fucking loved that song. And then, goddamn, it's like all night, every time I woke up and I'm like, he's not concerned with yesterday. Ba-da. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, the earwigs. What do they call that?
Yeah, it's earworm, I think.
Earworms. You got the earworms?
So then I just woke up and I looked over and he's still sleeping. And I'm like, he's not concerned with yesterday. And he's like, oh, my God.
He's a new world man.
Oh, and then everywhere I go, I just, he's a new world man. But then I started looking at the lyrics. And even though that was probably a song from 30 years ago, it kind of fits now. It's kind of like fitting in with all the new shit that's happening.
Listen, Rush was ahead of their time.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I feel like, history doesn't change much. You know, it's all the same shit. It's just a lot of different people observing it. Because, like, everywhere is dykes and fairies and freaks and Harrys. Okay. Look around. There they are.
And then in that song, the line that always stuck out to me, because I feel like I lived this forever, it's like, he's old enough to know what's right and young enough not to choose it.
Right.
Because we've all been there, like, God damn it, I know better. But I still got drunk till I puked.
I shouldn't have that last drink. I should go home and do my homework.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I know better, but I'm young. In my head, I'm young enough not to choose the right thing. Right. Dumbass.
Are you still choosing wine over sobriety?
For sure. But that was my earworm for the week. I want everybody to listen to it. See if they can get it unstuck. It's just one that's hard to get unstuck. Because he's got all the da, 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 and just all sorts of different sounds in that same song. Oh.
I think sometimes it's good, because you haven't heard it in a while, and after it gets stuck in there for like a week, you're like, go away.
It won't go away.
Like that one time, like Dave was pissed because I did that, some like it hot and some sweat when the heat is on. And that's a good song, but then after you hear it, you're like, can't get rid of it for a while.
Can't get rid of it.
So songs like that, or you love them and then you hate them, but you're in the love stage still, apparently.
Oh. I don't know. It needs to go. And then I got stuck with AIAIO. So Billy Joel's got a new song, which, yay, what? Sherry should be really happy. First time in forever. And then the song, I can't remember what the name of it is. Oh my God. But it's all about where the fuck's he been and coming back writing a song. Because you have write the song. But the video is fucking AI, so they've got, we all know the different looks of Billy Joel, the album covers. So he's sitting at the piano, he's looking like 1977 Billy Joel, and they've got AI, so he's singing the words of the current song. And then we go to Glass House's Billy Joel, and he's singing the words, and they keep going, but AI is still not perfect, so it's a little bit off.
I hate it.
And it's fucking creepy as fuck.
I already hate it, and I'm not. Now I hate Billy Joel. I'm gonna hate him for the rest of his life.
And he was like, "This is so cool," because I guess if it's you and you're seeing yourself at different points in your life, being able to have this song go back in your 1977 mouth, he thinks it's cool. But I'm like, can't watch that.
No, yeah, because it's not right. There's been some movies that tried to do that and put the younger face on top of the existing actor, and it just doesn't look right.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
What was that one, Dave? I think you and I both watched it, and it was like those, like, De Niro and Pacino thing.
Right.
What was that? It was a big, Netflix, long movie.
It was a Netflix just a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really long movie.
Yeah. I don't think I got through it all.
Sorry, Billy Joel. AI, no.
No, don't do it.
Don't even get curious and go look at it, because it's fucking creepy.
Don't even do it. You know what else Sherry said?
Yep.
You know what else she said?
We have to stop and end this mess.
What?
What? Can you believe it, Jimmy? You've been talking for an hour.
Right. I was going to talk about shrinkflation.
Oh my God, Sherry. We never even talked about shrinkflation.
We've talked about it on 17 episodes.
Oh, Jimmy, we'll fill you in later. All right, Jimmy. Right now, what you need to do, Jimmy, is you need to sing us out.
It's time to go.
Oh, boy.
It's the end of the show. So put down your beer and get the hell out of here. Good night.
Jimmy, see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday. All right, who wants to go first? Sherry, go first.
Good night, you filleting Franklin.
Filleting Franklin is what you're going with. All right, Jimmy, yes. You're next. Say good night, Jimmy.
Good night, you free floating fuckers.
I love it. I love it.
That was the best ever.
Cindy, you gotta follow that shit.
Free. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good night, you fucking flation shrinkers.
Oh,
fuck you. Good one.
Flation.
Fucking. Good night, you fools.
Oh my God, Jimmy. Free floating fuckers.
Fucking Jimmy, man.
So Kraft's newest Oscar Mayer hot dog is missing meat.
Missing
Jimmy,
meat.
The show's over, by the way.
Missing meat.